We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Hey, everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 486.
On Now You Know. So Elon said, kapow!
The first autonomous delivery of a Tesla Model Y from factory to customer home across town, including highways, was just completed a day ahead of schedule. Congratulations to the Tesla AI teams, both software and AI chip design.
Ashok Goswami said, yep, maximum speed was 72 miles an hour.
And Elon said, zippy.
Jose posted, that was me. So excited to have been a part of this. Thank you, Elon and Tesla. So yeah, they drove the car from Giga Texas across, looked like, I don't know, northern Austin area to Jose's house where it was delivered to him. And now everyone's talking about like, well, if mine gets delivered more than 50 miles, I'm going to be upset. It's amazing how quickly humans go from solving a problem to complaining about it.
So this means that they built the car and then it just drove away.
Yeah.
They didn't have to like take the car, drive it over to a lot, wait for a truck, put it on the truck, drive it to the service center, unload it from the truck, have someone at the service center call up Jose and be like, hey, your car is ready for pickup. And then have Jose somehow get to the delivery center and then take delivery of the car.
Right. Elon posted, first time that a car has delivered itself to its owner. So you've probably seen the headlines. Tesla sales in Europe just dropped nearly 50%.
And of course, the media is quick to blame Elon's politics and the rise of cheaper EVs from China.
This story has been dominating news feeds everywhere with nearly 300 articles reporting on it.
But here's what most of you didn't see.
Just a day later, Tesla shares rose after Elon announced he's returning 24/7, but only 13 articles covered that.
Markets react fast, but public opinion, that sticks. On purpose.
The media knows making Elon look bad gets way more clicks than balanced reporting. And if that's happening with someone as high profile as him, just think about everything else we're not being told.
That's why we keep partnering with Ground News, the only app and website that won't tell you what to think.
Instead, they pull news from around the world on today's most important stories, break down each reporting source's bias and credibility, and let you decide what facts are worth your attention.
Go to ground.news/NYK to check out their different interest feeds and find the stories we discuss on our channel or their dedicated blind spot feed for other important stories the other side of the spectrum is ignoring.
Ground News was actually created by a former NASA engineer who saw a bigger problem with people only seeing one side of the story, something we know our viewers care a lot about too.
So we got you 40% off the same Vantage plan we've been using. That's just $5 a month for unlimited access to a much better version of your current news feeds.
Just go to ground.news/NYK or scan the QR code.
If you care about the truth on tech, Tesla, and where Elon is taking us next, then trust us, this app should already be on your phone.
But you know what? Cars delivering themselves, who cares? Jim Farley, the CEO of Ford, told Fortune magazine he's going to take Waymo's approach to autonomous driving over Tesla's.
What?
Yeah, Jim said, when you have a brand like Ford, when there's a new technology, you have to be really careful. We really believe that LiDAR is mission critical. So when Jim was asked to pick between Waymo and Tesla's autonomous driving systems, Jim said this. To us, Waymo. Both Waymo and Tesla have made a lot of progress on self-driving. I've had conversations with Elon Musk.
So Jim wants there to be LiDAR?
Yeah, he said where the camera will be completely blinded, the LiDAR system will see exactly what is in front of you. Forgetting the fact that the LiDAR could be blinded too. Farley went on to say, we decided as a company that a cooler problem than full autonomy in an urban setting was high speed, eyes off, push a button and read a book in your car.
So I don't get it. Ford tried working on autonomy when they were partnered with VW on a billion-dollar venture called Argo. A few years ago, but they cut that loose, what, back in 2022 because it was getting them nowhere.
Yeah, you know what? It's time for intervention cam. Jim, come here. Look at me. This is an intervention. It's time for you to realize that you haven't been making very good decisions, have you?
Jim, you said that you were going to come out with a Tesla killer. And what have you got? The Mach-E and the F-150 Lightning. Not exactly Tesla killers, are they?
Jim, maybe Ford should do the opposite of what your brain tells you is right, because so far your instincts haven't been that great.
If you think that LiDAR is the answer to autonomy, well, let's just say you're headed for more pain, and we don't want to see you suffer any more embarrassment.
Let me get this straight, Jim. You watched Tesla unveil their robo-taxi this week and you thought, let's go with Waymo's technology.
The cars that keep backing into oncoming traffic after 6 years.
Come on, Jim. Maybe it's time to hang it up and play more golf. Brett Winton from ARK Invest said, translation, Waymo wants to pay us. Tesla wants us to pay them.
And Elon laughed. Elon said, they cost Waymo money. LOL. Because they do, because you got to take a car, which is already expensive, and then you got to tack on the Waymo stuff, making it cost Waymo money.
And we want to thank Chess of Chicago for sponsoring this episode.
Win the EV of your dreams, choose from a Tesla, Rivian, Lucid, or take $50,000 in cash, your pick from the exclusive raffle prize lineup.
It's the 11th annual Tesla raffle from Chess of Chicago, and this year, the expanded prize pool includes some of the most sought-after electric vehicles on the road today.
There have already been 10 lucky winners. You could be the 11th, driving off in a brand new top-tier EV.
Buy two or more tickets before July 10th, and you'll also be entered to win a bottle of Tesla tequila worth $1,600, no strings attached.
It's a win-win. You get a shot at winning an amazing prize, plus your ticket helps Chess of Chicago support families in crisis through more than 80 life-saving programs, from food and furniture to job placement and more.
Only 9,999 tickets will be sold, and once they're gone, or the drawing date hits, that's it. No second chances.
Go to ccraffle.com now and use the promo code NYK to get $25 off two tickets or $500 off 15.
That's ccraffle.com, code NYK. Your chance to win big, give bigger, and maybe become the next winner of a luxury EV. So Elon posted, grinding on Grok all night with the XAI team. Good progress. Will be called Grok 4, released just after July 4th. Needs one more big run for a specialized coding model.
Yeah, 220, 221, whatever it takes.
And the Ask Grok Chrome extension is out now.
That's right. Elon said, last night's Grok 4 big run model used with our command line editor is showing the best real-world useful results of any AI. Of course, he's biased. Now, Elon gave a Neuralink update presentation on Friday.
He pointed out that humans are basically outputting no more than 1 bit per second throughout the average day, and Neuralink will allow them to eventually output gigabits per second.
Neuralink will allow us to communicate thousands or even millions of times faster than we do today.
Now, Elon admitted that this presentation was mainly aimed at finding great talent. So if you're good with any of these things, you should seriously consider applying at Neuralink.com/careers.
Then co-founder DJ Seo got on stage and told everyone that Neuralink now has 7 patients with Neuralinks implanted in their brains, 4 spinal cord injury patients and 3 ALS patients. And DJ pointed out that Neuralink has over 10,000 hours of use so far.
That's exciting.
And then DJ shared this video of the first time that the first 5 patients met each other.
We have everyone together.
What's up, guys?
Thanks, everybody, for joining. Definitely want to introduce all of you.
Yeah, I'm Nolan, aka P1.
My name's Alex. I am the second participant in the Neuralink study.
I am Brad Smith, the ALS cyborg, P3.
My name is Mike, G4. Have ALS leg paralysis.
Yeah, I'm RJ. I'm P5, and I guess I'm kind of the newest one to the team here. So, yeah, appreciate it, Nolan, Trailblazer. You know, somebody's got to go first, man. That was you. Appreciate that.
What's been your favorite thing you've been able to do with the Neuralink so far?
I've just had a good time being able to use it as I travel, flying and drawing a little mustache on a cat. Had a lot of fun doing that. I mean, I've just had a good time playing around with it. Oh, you know what? I do know what my favorite BCI feature is. Probably not a feature, But I love WebGrid more than I love anything in my life, probably. I think I could play that game nonstop forever.
Has to be Fusion 360. Being able to design parts, design the hat logo with the BCI.
That's what's up.
Pretty sweet. Yep.
That's sweet. Yeah.
Yep. I have a little Arduino that takes input from my quad stick, converts it into a PPM signal to go to an RC truck.
Cool.
Little rock crawler. Super well, cool. With the BCI, I wrote yes. code
Can you?
To drive the plane with the quad stick.
That's awesome.
The best thing I like about Neuralink is being able to continue to provide for my family and continue working.
I think my favorite thing is probably being able to turn on my TV. Yeah, like the first time in 2.5 years I was able to do that. So it's a pretty sweet move. I like shooting zombies. That's kind of nice. Excited to see what BCI's got going on.
I got a question. What's your shirt say?
I said, I do a thing called whatever I want.
I got to tell you, I was in tears. I know that today's episode is titled First Autonomous Car Delivery, but I have to say that I believe this is another one of Elon's most amazing achievements. The entire team at Neuralink deserves the highest praise for what they're accomplishing. Neuralink is currently implanted at the motor cortex so that patients can move a mouse by thinking about moving their hand, for instance. Next quarter, Neuralink will be implanting at the speech cortex to allow for word and speech decoding so a patient can think about talking and Neuralink will help them speak.
So, I mean, that's kind of the difference between typing something on your phone, which is like A, B, or talking to your phone,
yeah.
which is obviously a lot faster.
And in 2026, Neuralink will implant at the visual cortex to allow patients to see again, and they will triple the number of electrodes from 1,000 today to 3,000.
This will be called blind sight because they're going to be helping people who are blind be able to see again.
And in 2027, they are planning on tripling the number of electrodes again to 10,000 and do multiple implants at the same time. And then in 2028, their goal is for more than 25,000 channels per implant and implant multiple Neuralinks to access any part of the brain.
This is so amazing. This next clip is the first five patients playing Mario Kart together.
Now, what's special about this particular clip is Nolan is not the only cyborg playing Mario Kart in this clip. We actually have a whole community of users, as mentioned earlier, and this is literally five of our first users of Neuralink playing Mario Kart together over call.
And in just the past few weeks, the Neuralink team has written software allowing Alex to control a virtual hand.
And you're about to see him and his uncle playing a game.
Rock, knife, paper, scissors, shoot. Damn it. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. That was scissors. Rock.
He's bullshit.
Thumb war?
As we advance the Neuralink devices, you should be able to actually have full body control and sensors from an Optimus robot. So you could basically inhabit an Optimus robot. It's not just the hand, the whole thing. So you could like basically mentally remote into an Optimus robot and be kind of cool. The future's going to be weird.
And again, where is the story on Chronicle telling you all about these people who weren't able to move or communicate and now are able to use a computer with just their minds? Nowhere.
It's really amazing what they're doing, and it really does get lost in the noise.
This story has just not been picked up.
Yeah.
And it's all because they hate Elon Musk. And you can hate Elon Musk as much as you want, but the idea that you are not going to tell this story to people who might actually be able to, you know, get brain implants, be able to communicate with their families for the first time is just really, really sad because this has literally changed people's lives and it's coming. Yeah. This is something that's actually coming that people could actually get, and it'll be able to help them see, help them hear, be able to move their bodies, maybe even, or control a robot with their brain. It's completely mind-bogglingly amazing, and yet we just hear crickets all the time. I'm so glad that I'm telling you guys. I'm so glad that you know about this, and I'm so glad that Neuralink put out this video so that way you can actually share it with other people.
All right, it's time for the Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw!
The Cybertruck Roundup.
So have you heard of my new band?
Your new band?
The Rogue Shopping Carts.
One, action. Three, two, one.
Wow. Grok, good job.
Sorry to say this, but Cybertruck says Rogue Shopping Carts do not stand a chance.
Uh-huh.
And Elon said, built bullet tough.
All right, so the band's not going to do that well, but Cybertrucks do stand up against Rogue Shopping Carts really well.
And Cybertruck said, y'all are talking too much about Robotaxi for my liking.
Is Robotaxi bulletproof?
Can it power a house?
Tow 11,000 pounds and still smoke a sports car?
Thought so. Over on our Now Let's Review channel, we just reviewed the Virgo e-bike helmet by Beam.
And you might be like, but that doesn't have a battery or a motor in it. Well, yes, it does. One of the nice things about these helmets is that they have a smart sensor in the back that lights up even brighter when you're braking, all without wires or buttons.
The Virgo helmet senses when your head is moving like you would when you're braking, and the light lets other riders and drivers know that you are slowing down.
Technology that helps keep you safer on the road. And that's what we love to bring to you, reviews of products you may not have known about.
So go check it out if you're in the market for a helmet and see if it's the right fit for you.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free, select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Rebate in form of Visa gift card equal to 100% off the second eligible item purchased before or after applicable discounts, if any. See details. Offer ends 7/9.
All right, time for some SpaceX news. Starlink posted, Starlink Mini is designed to provide high-speed internet on the go. Now $399, $100 off the standard price for the Starlink Mini kit in the U.S.
And Elon said special offer for Starlink Mini ends July 7th. So you got about a week.
Then Kiko Donchev from SpaceX says proper way to end the first half of 2025. Both the East and the West Coast teams set records on these two missions. New single pad launch to launch record. So 56 hours and 31 minutes. Additionally, in a nod to rapid reuse, this was 3 launches in less than 5 days from the same pad, 118 hours. Then 5 days from flown booster arrival via barge to launch in Vandy. Insane and incredible work by the SpaceX Falcon team. And happy birthday, Elon. That was his birthday yesterday.
Wow. So 56 hours turnaround time on a launch pad. That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
All right, it's time for sunspots. So the Korean battery company LG Energy has officially begun production of LFP batteries at its new $1.4 billion battery cell plant in Holland, Michigan.
This is the first ever LFP battery plant in the U.S. that is dedicated solely for energy storage systems at scale.
LG says that 2 production lines are running now and that a 3rd line should be in production by the end of the year.
When fully operational, the plant will produce 16.5 gigawatt hours of batteries a year.
So do you believe us now that batteries plus solar is the solution?
Yeah. Yeah, usually we're telling you about Tesla Megapacks and Powerwalls. This is LG Energy, and even they get it.
Although Elon said, where is their lithium cathode and anode refined? That's what matters.
Interesting.
And not to be left out, Tesla posted nearing completion of our first LFP cell manufacturing factory in North America. So this is in Sparks, Nevada, right next to the Gigafactory at 385 Milan Ave. We think it'll be about 10 gigawatt hours per year initially.
So much good news, it just gets lost.
Yeah, Elon said super big deal. One of our awesome team members, Thomas, scoured the internet and put together a 10 plus hour video of all the robotaxi rides he could find.
I was hanging out with my parents, and so I asked them, hey, did you hear about the robotaxi launch in Austin like 3 days ago? And they were like, yeah, that was a total disaster, wasn't it? And I was thinking, unbelievable, what parallel universe are people living in if they only consume like the legacy media, FUD and all of that.
Thomas has it on his YouTube channel called Tesla Belly Rub.
Yeah, so if you're wondering why that funny name, Tesla and Elon Musk himself, they're like kind of like a really good, nice, sweet little doggy who just wants to be a good boy all the time. And the media, they're just like a horrible owner to this cute little doggy. So I was thinking Tesla could use a good belly rub every now and then when the stupid legacy media gives them a big beating again.
So thank you, Thomas, for doing that. And yeah, if you have a friend who's like, I heard the Tesla's robotaxi didn't go so well.
I heard it had a lot of problems this week.
You can just send them the link to Tesla Belly Rub and they can see if they can find any problems in the 10 hours of robotaxi rides. All right, we're back from our bonus stories. It's time for the Patreon shoutouts. These are people that support us for $5 or more a month. Who do we got this week, Jess?
Alan Langerman.
David Budmeyer.
Keith Allen.
Adam Green.
And Travis Stowers.
Thank you so much, guys. You make the show possible. All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the Week. And Elon posted, I hope Iran doesn't try to destroy our top secret nuclear facility pictured here in the top left corner, LinkedIn.
They just want them to blow up LinkedIn because they hate LinkedIn.
Alfred the Great posted, the European mind cannot comprehend this.
Elon said, air conditioning is amazing. Solar power.
Elon posted that starting tomorrow, the aesthetic nightmare that is hashtags will be banned from ads on X.
Nice.
Hashtag banned. Elon posted that being useful at scale is the hardest thing in the world. Take a listen to that.
Try to be as useful as possible. It may sound trite, but it's so hard to be useful, especially to be useful to a lot of people. Say the area under the curve of total utility is like how useful have you been to your fellow human beings times how many people? It's almost like the physics definition of true work. It's incredibly difficult to do that. And I think if you aspire to do true work, your probability of success is much higher. Like don't aspire to glory, aspire to work.
And then he posted, wow, a prime number with 420 digits.
How does that work? Is that true?
Grok.
I mean, once you get that big, prime numbers get more rare at that size.
Elon posted, low birth rate was the primary factor in the fall of Rome and all civilizations that enjoyed an extended period of prosperity with no serious external threats, shockingly overlooked by most historians. Edward Korestein, a.k.a. Big Ball, says, I'm not f***ing leaving.
I'm not f***ing leaving.
And Elon posted the fire emoji.
Michael Schellenberger posted the media published hundreds of stories claiming Elon had spread misinformation about grooming gangs, but greater attention to the scandal forced UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer to announce a national inquiry. This is why UK activists are desperate to kill Elon Musk's Twitter.
Elon said, sunlight is the best disinfectant.
Peter Diamante says, which jobs will AI not be able to automate?
Elon says, there will be a premium for human experiences.
And then lastly, Elon said the latest Senate draft bill of the BBB, the big, beautiful bill, will destroy millions of jobs in America and cause immense strategic harm to our country. Utterly insane and destructive. It gives handouts to industries of the past while severely damaging industries of the future.
And that's because it goes specifically after big wind and solar projects, taxing them into oblivion, basically.
All right, it's time for community mail time.
Community mail time.
Remember, you can send in your photos and pictures and ideas to us at hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. What do we got this week?
Fabio says, I spotted this new Gamma test vehicle here in Brisbane, Australia. It seems to be some kind of Neo branch vehicle. They put tape over the logo on the front. Fabio thought that it was a bit underwhelming in person. Maybe it was the color. Here's it next to Fabio's car. Nice. It's not a fair comparison, I don't think.
Sarah saw her first BMW charging at the Canton Supercharger in Massachusetts. It's a Magic Dock.
Daniel spotted this electric trash truck in Orange County, California.
I'm sorry, did I hear something go by?
I wish it would make the bins less loud.
Neil spotted this Rivian with a Rivian license plate.
Look, we all get it.
Maybe you should have a Rivian bumper sticker too while you're at it.
That's a good idea.
This is Rivian.
It's funny how they have a lot of Grateful Dead stuff though.
Yeah.
I mean, at least it wasn't a Rivian license plate cover.
True.
That would have been too much.
Too much.
Vishnu sent in this story. This is really interesting.
Hmm?
He said, I just flew back to Florida from the Dominican Republic. I came back with a little sinus congestion, plus my ears haven't popped from the flight pressure changes. The next day, I was driving on a busy highway in Orlando, thankfully with FSD activated. I blew my nose while driving. I guess I blew it too hard because I felt something in my ear, and then the world started spinning.
Oh no.
I could not see straight at all. If it wasn't for FSD, I would have surely lost control of the vehicle. Although this only lasted for about 10 to 15 seconds, imagine driving down a busy highway at 75 miles an hour with your eyes closed for 10 seconds.
Oh my God.
It was a very scary time, and I thank FSD for keeping my family and I safe.
I mean, if you think about it, that must happen all the time.
Here's just one little example where FSD probably saved somebody from an accident.
Wow.
And it's like, you know, do you think that you're gonna have that happen when you blow your nose?
Wow.
Larry just got this in the mail. Nissan just sent these out. The 2020 Nissan Leaf's CHAdeMO port could catch on fire, so they suggest that you don't use the CHAdeMO port to charge your car. This is the only fast charging port on the vehicle.
Nissan, how long have you been making the Leaf and you can't figure this out?
Thankfully, Larry, who sent this to us, already sold his Leaf, so he doesn't have to worry about it. But
the next person does.
Maybe you do, I know.
And Dranesh spotted all these new Model Ys on the highway. Can you guess where they're headed?
There is a hint. Look closely. All right. Make your guess. Solidify it in your head. Are you ready? It's in Slovenia. Well, that's where they're headed. I wouldn't have guessed. They're headed on their way to Slovenia.
That's awesome. Never would have guessed that. All right. It's time for some new superchargers. What do we got in the world?
We got the 12-stall version 4 in Edgewood, Pennsylvania.
We got the 12-stall version 4 in Grand Prairie, Texas.
And you know what? These are all version 4, so I'm just going to say that it's a supercharger. The 24-stall in San Fernando, California.
The 8-stall in Berlin.
Number 197 in the UK is the 4-stall in Liverpool. It's an on-the-move at Larkhill, UK.
The 12-stall in Punta Gorda, Florida.
The 7-stall in Soest, Germany.
The 20-stall in Oakville, Ontario.
The 20-stall in Amot, Norway.
The 16-stall in San Diego.
Number 69 in Illinois is the 8-stall version 3 in Chicago, Illinois.
The 6-stall in Calais, France.
Number 248 in Canada is the 8-stall at Nakusp, British Columbia.
The 6-stall version 3 in Shanghai, China.
The 3-stall in Hunan, China.
The 3-stall in Hengyang, China.
The 3-stall in Jimen, China.
The 8-stall in Porsgrunn, Norway.
Number 122 in Australia is the 6-stall in Pakenham, Victoria, Australia.
Number 28 in the UAE is the 8-stall in Dubai.
Number 15 in Turkey is the 8-stall in Balıkesir, Istanbul bound, Turkey.
The 16-stall in Skulstadmo, Norway.
Number 1 in Estonia is the 8-stall version 4 in Pärnu, Estonia.
An expansion from 8 to 20 stalls in Lippital, Germany.
An expansion from 16 to 19 stalls in Honfleur, France. An
expansion from 27 to 30 stalls in Vélizy, France.
An expansion from 44 to 56 in Montélimar, France.
Number 34 in Denmark, the 20-stall in Næstved, Denmark.
The 12-stall version 4 in Falaise, France.
Number 275 in Germany. The 16-stall in Rosengarten, Germany.
The 8-stall version 4 in Magnolia, New Jersey.
Number 230 in France. The 8-stall in Le Gord, France.
Number 155 in Norway is the 20-stall at Mo I Rana, Norway.
Number 198 in Florida. The 8-stall in Daytona Beach.
Number 92 in New Jersey. The 32-stall in East Windsor, New Jersey.
An expansion from 10 to 28-stall version 4 in Lillehammer, Norway.
The 3-stall in Gapyeong, South Korea.
Number 169 in South Korea. The 3-stall version 4 in Gapyeong at the Gapyeong Rest Area in Seoul, South Korea.
The 3-stall in Zhenjiang, China.
The 6-stall in Shanghai, China.
Number 2,240 in China is the 4-stall at Lanzhou, China.
Number 53 in Colorado, the 12-stall in Lakewood.
An expansion from 8 to 24 stalls in El Centro, California.
The 12-stall at version 4 in Burleson, Texas.
Number 98 in Pennsylvania is the 12 stall in Sugarloaf, Pennsylvania. Number 566 in California, the 20 stall in El Centro, California. Number 196 in Texas is the 16 stall in Austin, Texas. And number 10 in Oklahoma, number 2699 in the U.S., number 7389 in the world is the 12 stall in Edmond, Oklahoma.
Woo! That was a lot of superchargers.
Oh my God, three pages. Slow down, Tesla. Come on. What, are you busy this week? There's so much news just today.
I know.
It's crazy. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. We're going to see you on Tuesday. And don't forget to join us on Patreon for all the stories you might miss there. We'll see you on Tuesday. Now
and
you know.
And the cooler. Don't forget the cooler.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild. Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.